Hi guys, welcome to the final episode of Gibberish with Gerard. Well, this has been a wonderful journey to say the least. And yeah, you know, it does kind of feel bad to end this podcast. But having said that, you know, I'm not completely burying this podcast channel. I mean, it's not going to disappear, that's for sure. I'm just ending season one and hopefully I can come up with season two next summer or sometime soon. You never know. I'm also planning to do some ad hoc episodes, which will basically be important updates on certain issues that I would like to address, or something that catches my attention and I, you know, feel the need to talk about it. Or they can just be episodes that I record because, you know, I'm feeling very bored and, you know, I want something to keep me alive. So I'm pretty much open to continuing this podcast channel, but for now, I will be taking an indefinite break and there won't be any more weekly releases unless something otherwise happens. So yeah, but we are not going to end the episode just like that. You know, in this season finale, you know, I would like to revisit all my previous episodes and see whether, you know, any changes have taken place in that topic or field since, you know, the podcast was recorded. So let's start off with episode 2, because episode 1 was basically an introduction of me. And to be very honest, nothing much has changed about me since I updated y'all 3 months ago. So in episode 2, we spoke about traveling. I think it was a nice launch pad for me because I was quite comfortable talking in length about that particular topic. It was my first collaboration with my friend too. And both of us had a lot of traveling experience. So I felt that, you know, we are quite eligible in some sense to provide travel tips for amateur travelers. We did talk about how traveling would be like during and post the pandemic. Nothing much seems to have changed since then. You know, I think the only positive change is that we have more flights flying now as compared to when the episode was shot. Many countries are now establishing this reciprocal green lanes between countries that have lesser infection rates to boost the travel sector of their respective economies. The major put-off, you know, for many people will definitely be the 14-day quarantine in both the travel destination and in home country. So having these green lanes, you know, which reduces the need for compulsory quarantine, provided that your swab test is negative, you know, it's a welcome change, and I feel that more people will be open to the idea of traveling once infection rate stabilizes, we are closer to finding a vaccine, and of course, you know, when consumer confidence increases. So overall, you know, the entire recording process of that episode was new to me because I was recording it with my friend over Zoom, and we used our local audio recordings for better quality. And I still remember how painful it was to merge the two recordings because there's obviously the internet lag, and I recorded it on a Saturday evening. So the time left for me to edit it was, you know, very little, and, you know, it was a very tight timeline. But nevertheless, you know, I enjoyed the process of recording that podcast, and, you know, I'll always remember it because it was the first time I did a collaboration. So yeah, and let's move on to the third one. So the third one for me was more impactful in terms of the type of content that was delivered. It is, in fact, still one of the highest played, if not the highest played episode out of all the episodes. And I think much of the credit has to go to the guest for his influential status, I guess. You know, we spoke about social media activism, the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, briefly about mental health, and, you know, a bunch of essential things that, you know, needed for the society today. And comparing to what had happened earlier to now, I think we have seen an increase in social media activism of late, you know, especially with the elections in Singapore. We had a lot of teenagers voicing out their opinions on social media. And, you know, it did have, you know, an impact on the results, you know, which we will get to later. And, you know, we also saw more of, you know, the cancel culture with you know, a couple of local influencers slash YouTubers being cancelled here in Singapore over the past 2 months since that episode was, you know, released. And, you know, with regards to Black Lives Matters, you know, I think there has been a strong global support in general. But I'm not sure, you know, how much of it has actually been internalized by the important individuals. You know, even recently, just a few days ago, you know, I think we saw another black man being shot like 8 times or so on his back by another US police officer in front of his child. So, you know, things are not going to change, you know, if people in power or slash authority are not going to take the necessary steps in providing better support and, you know, social stability for the blacks. So, you know, we can't have all the protests that we want, you know, we can have all the hashtags we want to trend globally. But if people of power, you know, are not making the effort, I see it quite hard, you know, for this kind of systemic racism to disappear completely from our society. So yeah, you know, that's my take on Black Lives Matters. And with regards to mental health, I think more platforms and opportunities have emerged over the past couple of months, especially, you know, with the COVID-19 situation. And I think we have to continue to encourage talking about mental health and not see it as a taboo, so that we can avoid, you know, unnecessary loss of lives due to depression and things like that. So, you know, I wish, you know, personally I had done a full-fledged episode talking about mental health. But, you know, the problem was that I couldn't find anyone credible to talk about it, which is why I had to very briefly discuss about it as we brought up the Sushant's incident. So episode 3 was an eventful episode where we spoke about a lot of, as I mentioned earlier, the essential content for the society. And I was pretty pleased with the way the episode turned out. You know, I also had that mini trailer slash introduction shot, which was a new shooting experience for me, you know, experimenting with green screen. But I think the outcome was, you know, worth the overnight 9 hours of editing. So let's continue to our fourth episode, which can be drawn parallels to episode 3. We spoke about media bias, you know, which is not very different because we are still dealing with societal issues. And I feel I learned a lot from that episode, especially about how media, you know, has been used by, you know, various political parties to spread propagandas since the times of World War I. You know, it was quite an eye-opener for me. You know, we explored why media bias is still prevalent in the current day and age, you know, even after the fact that we have many avenues to fact-check and stuff. And talking about fact-checking, I think a very important decision, you know, has been made since the episode was aired. I think Facebook is thinking of reversing their decision to not fact-check political advertisements. They are in fact completely banning, you know, all political ads for the upcoming 2020 presidential elections in the United States. I feel this is the more sensible decision by Facebook. You know, maybe completely banning might not be ideal, but definitely, you know, there has to be some sort of fact checking that has to go on before publishing. You know, I mean, social media plays a huge role nowadays in the, you know, in events that has a group of people taking part in it. And the elections are not an exception either. So, yeah, you know, I hope Facebook can come to a proper solution in the coming days, because, you know, even media bias, you know, has to portray the truth. You know, you can play around with the words, you know, you can have some spin to it or whatever, but you know, you cannot put out false information out there and tricking, you know, citizens into believing these. And also talking about media coverage, you know, I feel there is a lot left to do in terms of garnering equal attention. You know, recently we had the Lebanon blast that killed many people, and only after such a horrific incident, you know, prominent international medias started paying attention to the, you know, corrupt Lebanese government that was previously in charge. And was already making lives difficult for our citizens even before the blast. And we cannot be having, you know, such incidents happening everywhere in the world, you know, especially in developing countries or countries that have lesser political strength per se. For media to cover these unjust incidents that are happening there and for us to see. So, you know, the world now is much more connected with the advent of the internet. And, you know, we really need to start looking at, you know, international news out of, you know, the US, China, and the European context. In that way, I feel we make, make use of media in a much better way and, you know, become more aware of real international issues. And it was also the first episode that I recorded with a person in real life as it happened right after the phase 2 announcement. I think that was a different experience when it comes to recording. And, you know, I also thoroughly enjoyed the entire process of, talking about media bias. So moving on, we had episode 5, which was quite anecdotal in nature. You know, we explored a guest's experience of changing university course midway into year 1. And, you know, I felt it was really nice of her to open up and share her experience on such a platform. You know, it takes courage because some people might be embarrassed with the choices that they have made and, you know, might not be too comfortable talking about it. But what I saw in her story was a learning opportunity for everyone that, you know, it's okay to make a mistake in terms of life decisions. And life is all about how we decide to overcome that hurdle. And, you know, I believe she narrated her story in a very positive manner and was definitely quite inspiring. I don't think much has changed in her life since then. And also, you know, I have not personally used advice in university yet because I'm yet to begin my university. So I guess I'll have to wait it out before I can talk much about it. So with that, let's go on to our 6th episode, which was the one that I personally loved the most. So in episode 6, we spoke about the much anticipated Singapore general elections 2020. This was an unplanned episode, guys, because when I planned out my schedule at the very start and was, you know, confirming dates with the different guests to record, there was no news of GE 2020. So I had no plans or whatsoever to talk about it until PM Lee announced, the dissolving of the parliament. And suddenly, you know, I thought of, you know, why not? And it helped that so many young adults, you know, were openly voicing out their opinions on social media platforms. And that gave me, you know, the extra bit of confidence that was required to talk about this rather controversial subject. You know, I did ask quite some people to discuss about the elections and be guests on the show, but a lot of them, you know, cited it being risky and, you know, did not want to be a part of it. And, you know, I completely understand and respect their decisions because, you know, it's not an easy topic to talk about on a public forum. But, you know, I'm even more grateful to the 3 guests who were brave enough to talk about the political landscape in Singapore. And, you know, I really enjoyed the entire process of pre-recording to recording to post-recording. It was also the first video podcast that I shot. So that was something new that I attempted with this particular episode. I agree with some people that it was very long. It was about close to 2 hours. But I think what mattered more to me was that it had a lot of relevant content in it. And I didn't want to edit out any important information. So, has things changed since then? To a certain extent, I would say. For the first time in the history, we have had the ruling party lose 2 GRCs in an election. And that means quite a lot in terms of the direction in which the country's citizens are looking at. Now, I feel that the change in the result, especially for the Sengkang GRC, was mainly due to the voice of the youngsters. So yeah, I know it was an interesting episode to shoot, and it's something that I will never forget for the rest of my life. So in that same weekend, we had episode 7. It was a very tight time frame, to be very honest. You know, I had to plan, shoot, and edit edit 3 episodes in the space of 8 days. It was a Herculean task, and it was something that I was very afraid that, you know, I would not be able to do it. However, you know, I think with the help of all my friends, I kind of managed to pull through that difficult period. Alright, sorry for the side rant, but in episode 7, you know, we spoke about the education system in Singapore, to be very specific. I had 2 guests in that episode who had, you know, really strong things to say about the Singaporean education system and about the way in which we learn and acquire knowledge in general. In fact, we had planned a lot of content for that episode, and our pre-shoot dry run, you know, had a lot of relevant things, but, you know, we didn't really fit into our episode, so we had to, like, kind of remove them. But having said that, you know, it was a good time to reflect on a kind of educational journey that we have been through and have it for ourselves to decide whether it was effective or not. Since the time we recorded the episode, you know, I think nothing much has changed in terms of our educational policies. I think the only change now is that Mr. Ong Ye Kung is no longer our educational minister, and it's Mr. Lawrence Wong now. But, you know, I hope our education system continues to move forward in the right direction and you know, be more beneficial to students of all kinds of learning abilities. So following episode 7, we had episode 8, which was recorded in Tamil. The guest and I spoke about Indian movies, you know, be it Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, or Hindi. It was a funny feeling because, you know, having spoken Tamil at home all my life, you know, I did kind of initially, you know, struggle to speak Tamil properly, you know, in the first few minutes of the episode. It was really quite strange, but yeah, you know, it was nice to kind of you know, lay back and talk about something light after 2, you know, back-to-back intense episodes. So it was a welcome change for me. Since then, you know, I think nothing much has changed once again. Movies are not releasing in theaters yet because of the increase in COVID-19 cases in India. Probably the only change is that, you know, one of the big star movies that we also spoke about in the podcast have recently announced to release the movie directly on Amazon Prime. And it has brought, you know, about a lot of hatred from the theater owners, distributors, and some fans towards the actor for supporting the move, as you know, a lot of them were financially depending on that movie. So yeah, you know, that is like the latest change since we spoke about movies in that episode. In episode 9, I had invited 2 of my army friends to be guests, and we spoke about national service. It was more of like a candid conversation with us, you know, having you know, shared the same unit, and it also helped that all of us play different roles for our battalion, so we could share our individual experiences and give tips for the incoming enlistees. So once again, you know, nothing has changed since the time I recorded the episode. You know, I mean, in the army, you can't expect changes overnight, yeah? You know, it probably take another 10 years before they make a substantial change. But yeah, you know, jokes aside, you know, not much of a difference. And yeah, you know, I think, in fact, I think that's going to be the trend for the upcoming episode reviews, right? Like, I guess, you know, we can stop talking about the differences already. So yeah, you know, I think let's move on to the next episode, which is episode 10. Another episode where I personally learned a lot from the guest and through my own research. You know, fashion is not my stronger suit, and I do not have much of an idea on how the industry, you know, worked and stuff like that. So I literally had to start from scratch in terms of building content knowledge, and was a very pleasant experience to record and shoot it with my friend. You know, we spoke about luxury brands, fast fashion, you know, having sustainable ways of consuming fashion. You know, I feel, you know, these are not the things that many of us would know about, and it was important, you know, that I delivered content about these things, because the fashion industry is rapidly changing around the globe, And you know, like it or not, you know, you and I wear clothes every day, or you know, most of the days for some of y'all. And in one way or another, you know, we are indirectly supporting certain movements or certain brand establishments. So yeah, in fact, you know, recently there have been many calls for, you know, fashion to be sustainable, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic. And you know, it would be very interesting to see how the fashion industry responds to this and moves about their things in the future. In the next episode, episode 11, the guest and I spoke about financial planning. Once again, an important life skill that I thought many youngsters lack awareness of today. It was nice to have yet again one of my army friends who, you know, actually has been interning and working at a subsidiary group of a popular insurance company to share his knowledge and also enlighten people about how to save money and plan for the future with investments. You know, one thing I liked about that episode was that, you know, guest did not try to market or promote any of his insurance plans or whatsoever in that episode. And, you know, he just gave the facts and answered, you know, popular questions or myths regarding the financial advisory industry. So kudos to him for elegantly doing that. And yeah, and after this, we had episode 12, where the guest and I spoke about climate change. This is, again, one of the topics that I really wanted to talk about because, oh my gosh, I mean, look at the planet we are living in. It is an absolute disaster, and you know, we have a major role to play in it. So I felt it was vital that we, you know, spoke about global warming and, you know, address policies that are, you know, undertaken in a local, national level. The guest and I pretty much agree that Singapore can do much, much more, you know, to address our environmental concerns. And, you know, whatever they're doing right now is pretty much the bare minimum. Or if I can, you know, if I can push it a notch higher, I would argue that it might not be enough at all. So that's how pathetic we are performing, you know, in terms of dealing with climate change. And if we do not take actions now, you know, we and our future generations are the ones that are going to immensely suffer in the years to come. You know, but of course, if we just didn't bash throughout, you know, in the episode, we also spoke about certain startups in Singapore that I honestly did not know they existed up until the day of recording, and I felt it was important to highlight them to the listeners and make more people aware of such great efforts. So yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what we did for the climate change episode. And we end up with episode 13, which aired last week. I recorded that with my cousin who's actually residing in the United States. And, you know, it was hard to plan and do, like, pre-recording work because, you know, of our polar opposite time zones. But, you know, I think we still managed to talk about a sport that we both love and follow, which is cricket. We spoke about the upcoming Indian Premier League and did some squad analysis. In fact, there have already been, you know, a few changes to the squads with different players pulling out due to personal reasons and, you know, injuries. And, you know, those changes have definitely affected the dynamics of the team squad. So, you know, that's something that we didn't expect. And also, there are new developments coming out right now that some players and support staff of the Chennai Super Kings team, you know, have been tested positive for COVID-19. So, you know, I do not know what that means for the future of the tournament right now. You know, will it happen? You know, will it not happen? You know, I guess we will figure that out soon. Whatever it is, you know, I thought it was a very fun way to end my season one with a, you know, pretty much a light-hearted episode. So yeah, you know, that was the run-through of all the episodes that I have recorded so far. You know, it has been a heck of a journey, and, you know, it wouldn't have been possible without you guys, the listeners, and of course, my guests. And, you know, I would like to take this opportunity to thank every single guest who appeared on my show. You know, I would like to thank all 15 of them in order of their appearances. Santosh, Vignesh, twice in fact, Cheng Yu, Priya, Irving, Pooja, Coco, Rishi, Saravanan, Bronson, Eugene, Thaddeus Manjang, Cockley, Chester, and Anup. All of them were an integral part, you know, of this podcast journey, and it would have been very different, you know, even if one of them had not agreed to be part of it. So it was extremely time-consuming in terms of having to prepare the content, recording, and then promoting. And I'm extremely grateful, you know, to all of them for doing it for me. In fact, not many people know this, but, you know, I think I did have the opportunity to have a big guest on the show, a popular Singaporean YouTuber. You know, I would not like to mention his or her name because of confidentiality issues. It would have been cool if we had collaborated together, but, you know, I did not agree with certain terms and conditions laid out by, you know, the YouTuber, and hence I decided to not go ahead with the collab. You know, it was quite a big loss, you know, especially considering that I managed to, you know, convince that person and was literally, you know, one step away from having the guest on my show. You know, it might have helped out with popularity and view count, but personally, you know, I did not agree with the request that the guest had, and thus I opted out of it. In retrospect, you know, it might not be such a bad thing at all, because now that person is in some deep shit for some of the allegations against that person, and you know, I'm glad that the collaboration did not happen eventually. So as they say, you know, God always knows what is right. So yeah, I think with that, we have come to not only the end of this episode, but the end of season one. Once again, thank you very much for listening, guys, and for all your comments and feedbacks. You know, I'll see you soon in future ad hoc episodes and season two. But till then, it's Gerard signing off from Gibberish with Gerard. And for one last time, goodbye.